Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Water Tower Place is set to be the scene of an active shooter drill. A report from WBBM's Steve Miller.
The Times Square of Chicago is what Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins calls Water Tower Place. And this morning, he says the area is filled with first responders, police, OEMC, and mall security at an active shooter drill.
For first responders, it's always in the back of their minds that today could be the day that something like that happens here.
Hopkins says nothing on this scale has been done at Water Tower Place involving so many people.
They'll conduct a thorough simulation, run through a variety of active shooter scenarios and the appropriate response to each.
Alderman Hopkins says there is a security perimeter and even outside activity, he says, will not be readily observable. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The University of Chicago Medical Center is getting ready for a possible one-day nurses strike on Friday.
The University of Chicago Medical Center and some 2,200 staff have been for a few months now trying to come up with a new contract agreement. Talisa Hardin of National Nurses United tells CBS2 their major concern is the average medical caregiver workload.
This is about safety. This is about compassion. This is about taking care of our patients.
With a one-day strike looming, the U of C Medical Center says it has been adjusting operations, and that includes transferring some patients, including children in the ICU, elsewhere. Word is the two sides are still talking, which means there is a chance that a strike could be averted. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time 6:05. It's not something you see every day on Chicago's southwest side, but some drivers did and got an up-close and personal look yesterday.
Calls came into Chicago Police and Animal Care and Control after a sheep was seen charging at cars in the McKinley Park neighborhood.
Once they tranquilized her, she was transported back to Chicago Animal Care, and our medical team has been monitoring her ever since.
Executive Director Kelly Gandersky says the ewe was big, dirty, and scared.
You don't see people typically raising sheep of that size in the city of Chicago, so it is suspected that maybe she escaped, a transport going to a farm.
Gandersky says her team was prepared and helped prevent any injury during the chaotic scene.
My staff are experts in capturing loose animals.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Opening statements are set for this morning in a murder case that shocked the city 4 years ago, that of 9-year-old Tyshawn Lee. Two men are accused of killing the boy as revenge for the murder of the brother of defendant Corey Morgan. That attack also injured Morgan's mother, breaking what prosecutors say is a code of gang violence and opening retaliation against non-gang family members. The alleged gunman is Dwight Boone Doty, who allegedly lured Tyshawn away from a basketball court and shot him in an alley.
The FBI has selected its first African-American agent to lead its office here in Chicago, the city where he was born.
Emerson Bowie Jr. is a 27-year veteran of the FBI. He began his career with the agency in 1992, working out of the FBI's Denver division. In 1999, Bowie started work with the Weapons of Mass Destruction Unit at FBI headquarters. He did spend some time in Illinois working as a senior supervisory agent in Fairfield Heights. He's now stationed in El Paso, Texas. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A former teacher in Carpentersville has pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting two minors she knew.
Lindsay Anderson pleaded guilty to sexual assault and sexual abuse. Kane County prosecutors say over a two-year period, Anderson sexually assaulted the two victims, who were both under 18 at the time. Anderson knew both victims and had been their teacher in the past, but was not their teacher when the crimes took place. Anderson was employed at the time at Carpentersville Middle School. She faces between 4 and 22 years in prison and will have to register as a sex offender. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A woman who allegedly tried to speed away from an Indiana traffic stop is in jail this morning.
24-year-old Infinity Davis was allegedly speeding away during a traffic stop in Gary. She had two infants in the car at the time. Police say Davis was pulled over for going 45 miles an hour over the speed limit near a construction zone. Now she's being held at the Lake County Jail and is facing charges of resisting law enforcement with a vehicle, speeding, and an expired license plate. Miriam Sobe, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police are warning vehicle owners of three carjackings at gunpoint, reported this month on the Northwest Side's Westtown neighborhood. They happened September 3rd, 8th, and 10th at different times of the day, involving one to three carjackers on the 700 block of North Walcott, 400 block of North Ashland, and the 900 block of North Wood.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.